And welcome back. You're tuned in to Footy Feedback with Dano. Next up, we've got Greg on the line. You want to give us your 2 cents on Gerald Bobkins, is that right, Greg?
Oh, mate, I love my footy, but the bloke is a dead set flog. Why is he bringing politics into sport? I mean, bloody hell, just get out there and focus on kicking the ball through the big sticks, you know what I mean? That's what he gets paid for. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but I make no apologies for it. He's just a dead set flog.
Well, why don't you tell us what you really think, Greg? Nah, good on you. Shots fired there from Greg.
Thanks for coming today. I am appointing myself as the Federal Minister for Women. Yes, I will now take questions.
Prime Minister.
I saw Denise's hand first. Yes, go, Denise.
Prime Minister, you're a man. Surely a woman would be better placed for the role.
Oh, come on. It's not like the Minister for Education is a teacher. It's not like the Minister for Agriculture is a farmer. It's not like the Minister for Transport is a truck. It's not like the Treasurer is some sort of cache filled with gold and jewels buried under an X on a sandy beach somewhere. It's not like the Minister for Foreign Affairs is sleeping around overseas.
People say I'm pedantic, but I actually think I'm more accurately described as pernickety. I do a lot of my best work on Twitter and in the YouTube comments. Here are some examples of my work from today. Actually, tomatoes are technically fruits. Actually, you've used the incorrect there. You should have used there, not there. Actually, the brewer in this video said that he was inspired by the hop master from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Yet the brews have become sour and fruity. Nothing like a proper West Coast IPA, which should be clear and bitter. And clearly, this is making me bitter. Yeah, so I've got a bit of a sense of humour about it. I think that's important.
It's been 20 years since I lost my job as a train conductor. Got forced out with the new technology. It was a tough job, and it was dangerous, and people were sometimes rude, which I guess says a lot about me. I really hang on to that time. I still hang around the trains every day in my old uniform. The police used to try to move me on, but I guess they gave up, and yeah, I miss that too. It was just nice to feel wanted. Well, not wanted. Yeah, not wanted. It was nice to feel not wanted.